You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Just got finished watching Jersey.
What a shit show that was.
I mean, level of shit show. I mean, first and foremost, we need to talk about how Andy has officially met his impatient parent era with Teresa and Melissa.
For sure. Like, but first, I mean, starting out with Teresa, still in denial. It's everybody's fault. She wasn't put in jail. She was put in prison, federal prison. And I mean, sweetie, it was your husband. It wasn't Melissa. It wasn't Caroline. It wasn't Joey. It was your husband. And you signed.
Here's something that everybody needs to be very clear about. If you are in the public eye in any capacity, anything, any sort of breaking the law or taxes or whatever it may be, they are going to take additional time to look into you.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Pay your taxes and you won't have a red flag on your ass.
And also, I don't know, I just feel like the continuous discussion over, I mean, how many years ago was that?
Well, here's the thing. If that was me, which it would never be me, if it was and it was brought up, I would take full ownership of it and say, you're right. I did something stupid. I signed papers I didn't look at and I went to prison. It was my husband's fault. It was my fault. I was stupid not to read it. End of story. Stop blaming people. Yeah.
And then I saw, which I sent over this morning, that now Joe Giudice, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Joe Giudice supports ex-wife Teresa Giudice's claim that her brother, Joe Gorga, and sister-in-law, Melissa Gorga, helped land the two of them behind bars almost a decade ago.
Oh.
When they came on the show, they were very good friends with my ex-partner's attorney, which went to the feds, which I think Melissa and Joe were involved. Joe alleged on Monday's episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Okay, one, Joe, you are the one that actually did it, regardless. To me, it doesn't matter who it is that went to the feds. I think the feds were also already involved. But then did you catch when Teresa said, we know because we talked to the feds? I'm sure
the feds
that arrested you also let you know who the informant was?
Yes, in the interrogation, they tipped me off. Okay, Teresa, okay. I mean, for the love of God, just stop. Stop, Teresa. You did something wrong. You went to prison. End it right there. Take responsibility
for your
actions. But also,
like, is there a number to get in touch with the feds? Like 1-800, call your Fed friend?
Yeah, turn yourself in. There is a, if you go to the website, there is a tip. area where you can throw in tips.
Oh, do you check this out?
Yeah. No, I know that. I have a friend that was a federal agent, so.
Is his name Bo Deedle?
No. He's retired and a very good guy.
But Teresa,
not that Bo
isn't,
I don't know him.
Yeah, who knows? But Teresa bringing up things from 10 years ago, like a guilty child trying to get the heat off of them. Okay, so then, you know, we kind of break it down. Melissa reads the text that Jackie got from Jacqueline Larita, which also I checked was from 2021.
Yeah. And by the way, there's a lot more text than just what she read. I was sent all of the text messages. They're all pretty nasty. But my concern is, why did Dolores go, "This is bad, you're going down"? Like under her breath, like why? Because Melissa, I mean, everybody plays dirty on that cast. Like Teresa's played dirty this entire time. Why is it so bad that Melissa read this?
Well, I think, I mean, the problem that I had with the text is 90% of what she said was about her looks.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, I mean, to even say, okay, I know I shouldn't care, but her arrogance voice and the fact that she gets away with way too much after being a nasty asshole bothers me. She's a low-life trash bucket. She's stupid, but also very calculating. Even with two facelifts, eye lift, nose job, shaved forehead, Botox fillers, and new boobs, she is still so ugly. I just think, I mean, it continues on and on.
Yeah, there's
and
a lot
I mean,
more.
We have six additional texts that we're not reading because it's unnecessary.
Do you think they're still friends?
I think all of it is, now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, is Jacqueline in a situation where she's wanting to be back in the mix of the spotlight again?
Well, or... I talked to her and she says no. She does not want to be on the show. She does not want, she's even moving to Orange County soon. She does not want to be on Orange County. She has moved on. But, I mean, they have deep-rooted shit going on in that cast and they were friends for a very long time. I would have liked to see Jackie read these texts instead of Melissa.
That's what I was, yeah. Also, the fact that Jackie wasn't there to read the text or even explain the context of why Jackie and Jacqueline were talking about it.
Do you remember, like, was Jackie on the couch when this was brought up? She wasn't,
no,
right?
I don't think so.
Right.
But also, we have to remember, this is probably, if it's 2021, I'm just guessing, I'm not the best at math, as we know, but I'm assuming this is after Jackie outed that Evan allegedly had an affair by Teresa. So she was probably mad at Teresa and texting with Jacqueline.
And if you guys think these text messages don't go on between friends when you're in a cast like this and you get pissed off, they happen.
They do.
They happen.
You will find shitty, shitty things. But I don't know. I just felt like it was Melissa reading Jacqueline's text was a little bit off to me.
Namaste. I just want to say this. Namaste, your asshole.
And then, Teresa's like, yeah, and then I'll get this up your asshole too. I was like,
what they were saying back and forth was hilarious because it was so stupid. And then she's like, yeah, namaste, my asshole. And I'm like, nobody's touching my asshole. I don't care how namaste you are.
I was looking at, you know, a couple of different things. I was really trying to keep an open mind watching this.
Yeah.
But what I didn't understand is, like, they just didn't stop. And at this point, there's nothing interesting to say between the two of them anymore. They're just going at it. But there's not even anything to discuss that hasn't been discussed 1 million times.
Well, you could tell by Andy's face. He was completely over it.
Also annoyed at Janaydin.
Yeah, he was. Even though she tried to kiss his ass and tell him he had big dick energy. Andy.
I feel like she took notes before the reunion and then used her a couple one-liners, but they didn't hit for me. But I thought that Marge handled all that pretty well. But I know we're jumping all over the place.
I know we are, but it's just so much to talk about.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Okay, so then the next part is Rachel says Jaden's birth mom was contacted because Louie had someone track her down. Says it makes sense Louie yelled, Bo Deedle knows things. Teresa says Margaret pulls dirt on people but doesn't have money to hire a PI. And then Melissa tells Teresa that her first scene this season with Margaret was fake and wanted her storyline to be namaste. Okay, what did you actually think of that makeup with Marge? I thought it was bullshit too.
Yeah, it was a little bullshit. But you know what? Sometimes we need to have those little makeups so we can move on, because some of these storylines are just, they need to put a pin in it. And even though there's not truly a pin in it, they need to move on for the sake of the show.
True. Okay, then we get to Jen Aiden says she called Melissa and told her about the cheating rumor. This part had me floored.
I know
that Jen Aiden is playing producer, because wasn't it
so evident that she was playing producer? Her whole fact, like, this happened to me, I would never do this to somebody else, and behind the scenes or even in front of the camera, she is plotting this.
The part that's bothersome to me is she doesn't give. I don't think she thought Andy was going to call her out on that at the reunion. Like, I thought that she thought it was going to just skate by, but it was actually really disturbing and gross to me when I found out she personally had already talked to Melissa about it.
Yep. It was disgusting.
Bringing another level. Like, it's one thing if they heard the way that we watched it, I could have, you know, I knew, but, like, it's a show.
Let me ask you a question. What are your thoughts on Danielle? This was her perfect opportunity to really stand up for herself and to realize that she was set up. She was set up to do this. And she sat there and Andy asked her, do you feel set up? And she went, no. And then she goes into her green room. And what does she do? I was set up. Like, well, you know what? That's fire. Goodbye. If you can't be honest out on the couch, goodbye.
Well, because she's scared of the couch that she's on. But also, Danielle, a little tip for you. They also set you up just now to have a moment at the reunion. But again, you flopped.
Yeah, you fell flat.
You could take this moment and realize, wow, it does kind of seem like a setup. Now that I know Jen Aiden had already told Melissa.
Yeah, she screwed
when I thought just Joe Gorga had told Melissa when the Louie conversation happened. But once I knew Jen Aiden had, I was like, now, like, you just want another storyline out there about a cheater to take the heat off you.
Yes.
And your relationship.
Yep. Projection at its finest.
I didn't lock it. I didn't lock it one bit.
And, well, you know what I did like? I liked the way Jen Fessler looked.
I did too. What? I thought she looked beautiful.
Blow
up. But more so than how beautiful, I liked how she took ownership for it. And
yes.
I liked that she wasn't afraid to like be vulnerable. She actually said to Andy, well, you know, Andy, I don't know if I'm going to be asked back.
Right.
So I had to take
Here's my chance.
That was like really endearing and cute and honest. And I thought she was beautiful before, but to each his own.
And she looks amazing. Amazing.
She looks amazing. I also appreciated the way that Jackie answered question about Ozempic.
Yeah, I feel the same about Ozempic. You take it, you lose a lot of weight, you can't be on it for life. And then when you get a little bit of that, you know, I'm really thin and I look great. People are not doing what it takes to maintain it. You don't have to be on Ozempic unless you medically need it, but you can, you know, you can jumpstart maybe if you're, you know, overweight, you can jumpstart it, but you have to change your diet and your routine and your exercise, and you have to change your lifestyle to continue that. And a lot of people are not going to do that.
But what she's saying is that past that is once you're off of whatever the medication are that you're taking, because let's be honest, now there's like 20, your mind, you're going to start to potentially start to have body dysmorphia type situations, because if you've bought all new clothes, you're a completely new size.
For sure.
And it's because of the shot. And then what are your alternatives when you stop if you haven't learned to change your lifestyle? Starving.
Yeah. I don't know if it's body dysmorphia, binging. But I think when you lose all that weight and you look that great, and then after you go off of it and you start gaining weight, you're going to go into depression and you're going to it's going to be upsetting to you. And then you're going to want to go back on, or you're going to want to take another pill and you're not going to want to put the work
in. Or you're going to stop eating, or you're going to learn other types of eating disorders. I'm not saying this is always going to happen. And I think that if it's for somebody who goes on for a short period of time and they maintain, you know, whatever, but if you're going to consistently live on it,
right.
There is always, like all medications.
Well, there's a good way of doing it. Like, I have a friend that did it and she only went on for a few months. She lost her weight, but also while she was on it, she totally changed her eating habits. She says, yes, it's a lot easier to stick to, you know, my new lifestyle when I'm on Ozempic, because I don't get hungry when I'm on Ozempic, but I've learned and I know what it takes. I like the way that skinny tasted and I'm just going to maintain it. But I don't
And so you guys do know, if you are listening to this podcast and you're on Ozempic or Mounjaro or Wegovy or Semaglutide or whatever it is, over at All In, we have now started accepting clients that are on the medication through the doctors, because we want to support teaching you the healthy lifestyle that you will need to maintain this. We're not showing the before and after photos because I don't think that's a fully true representation of you know, the weight loss, but 100%, if you are considering doing it, it doesn't have to be All In, but you should be working with some sort of program that is going to teach you on how to properly nourish your body. Yep. But moving on from that, do you think that Jackie and Jen Fessler had a good enough reunion?
No, I don't think they did. I think that, first of all, they weren't even really asked any questions. I think it was so overshadowed by the Teresa and Melissa situation. Jen tried to, you know, step in and give her 2 cents, but I felt like that whole segment should have been, they were only out there for a short time. It really should have been about them, and it wasn't.
Nothing was about them.
Nothing was about them.
But I can say this. I think if we were going to go down the line of Jen Fessler, Jackie, Rachel, and Danielle, I'm picking Jackie and Jen Fessler.
For a return?
Yeah.
Well, I do think Rachel has good potential. I think she's smart.
I think Rachel's husband has good potential.
Oh, but the one that just had lipo?
Yeah.
I cannot believe she said that. He had lipo.
I like that she's straight, like transparent and honest. But you see in the coming up for next week, like John goes at it. I think that Rachel will come around. I think that she's very...
I think she deserves another shot for sure.
I think she deserves another shot. I think that Danielle... I don't really know what the issue is. Like, she comes out so loud sometimes, like, you know, with her balls hanging out the door or whatever it was. But when it comes down to it and it's something important
she doesn't
to
deliver.
Talk about,
she doesn't deliver. At the end of the story. But you know who's really feeling himself?
Jen Aiden?
No, that's Louis walking around with his shirt off.
Like,
dude, what are you doing? And then all the guys are in one room and they all have their clothes on and he's... with a shirt. I'm like, dude, no.
So no, but did you realize that the guys were separated?
I know. Well, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then we get to Frank says there has been angry arguments in the show that it hasn't gotten into this point until now. And I'm sitting there going back, you know, to the parties with the table flippings. And I'm like, really? But either way, he's like, the only thing different in this group that's causing issues is Louis.
Yeah,
and
for sure
the part that and so then it also said he upset his son because Frankie isn't working for Louis anymore since they closed the company and Louis didn't tell Frankie.
Well, I know a little bit more about that, but I don't think I can say it yet, but because it hasn't really, the guys really haven't spoke on the reunion. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he's going to give all the details of what went down with that, but it was really shitty. Really, really shitty.
Well, I think the part that frightened me was when they do show the guys and all the guys are like trying to stay calm. One, you can tell that Andy is actually frightened it's going to get physical.
Well,
like,
the way
Andy
that he
was
went...
not playing it up for the cameras. Like, he goes into the guys and he's like, hey, I need you to not get physical, to stay out of the...
Wait, was it only Louis that he said that to, or was it all of them?
He said it to Louis, but then he said it to Joe Gorgo right when Joe sat down. He said, you need to stay in your seat, okay? But when Louis was... I forget, there was something going on back and forth, and Louis looked... It was like almost like... he wasn't a human anymore. Like, his eyes looked straight at, I think it was Joe, and he was like, I know more.
He was like Kenya.
Bring it.
He was on Kenya when she opened the door.
And the eyes. They were red eyes.
Yeah, yellow eyes, I think they were. Ping! Oh my God.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. the best cocktails or premium cocktails. And the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
There was two things that Dolores did during the reunion that I liked. One, when they make the joke about Melissa, when Teresa's kind of going, the whole thing is Teresa and Melissa fighting. It's tit for tat. The majority of the time, what Melissa's saying is making more sense than Teresa, only because I don't know how Teresa's handling, like, getting caught up in multiple things that aren't actually tracking. But, her next allegation is that clearly there's something up with Melissa if she was drunk and she said, I'm going to text my ex. One, the ex must be, how long have those two been married?
I know, like 18 years or something. Like, shut
up. Could you imagine, like, if I was going to text my ex, like, oh, hi, Bobby Hopper from when I was 15.
Hi, Joey Spencer. How are you, Joey Spencer? I know it's been 40 years, but.
I just thought I'd reach out, Bobby. Let you know. I know I don't even have your number anymore.
Oh my god!
I texted your mom to get yours because I'm drunk in Ireland.
I think her motivation behind that was maybe a little bit of she knew that they were saying stuff about her cheating, and she just kind of threw that out. Maybe that was just like a bait to see if they were going to say something.
I liked when Dolores said, "I thought that was funny."
Funny, yeah.
She did two things where she stood up to Teresa. She said, I thought that was funny. And then there was another point in time where once we get into all the Margaret stuff.
Yeah, but when Dolores said, you're going down, that right there went, uh-uh. Like, what?
Who? I think I missed this. Who did she say she was going down to?
To Melissa. Melissa was reading the text messages and she's like, you're going down. And I'm like, wait, what? That doesn't even sound like something Dolores would say, the Dolores that we see on TV. So it's like, wait, there's so much evil that's spit back and forth, but those text messages are going to make her go down?
Well, I think the text messages were kind of disgusting.
Well, the shit that's going on with Teresa is disgusting. The Bodito, all the stuff, investigating everybody there.
And if those were the text messages she was sharing, I think that makes more sense. But she wasn't. She was sharing shit from 2021 about Teresa's looks.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Just like I didn't like Jen Aiden going after Margaret's looks again. And Margaret Margaret took it and she's like, talk about my looks all you want.
Yeah. That was pretty shitty for sure.
What about when then Margaret says her child was called and threatened at work by Louis and has the phone records? Teresa says she gets spoof calls all the time. And Andy says there's hacks going on. Okay.
Can so we talk about that?
We have
that?
To explain how this works.
Yes. I want to explain. Do you get them?
Also, I got them. Kyle and I were sitting at last season that I was on the show. We're sitting down filming the very first thing that we filmed of that season. We're sitting there and all of a sudden her phone rings and it's Lisa Vanderpump. Who doesn't talk to us? My phone rings and it's Lisa Rinna. We're both filming. We look up at production and we're like, do we answer? And we like hold up the phones and they're like, yeah, like weird that they're, it was the exact same
and
time.
Nobody's there.
Nobody's there. We there. Both pick up. Yeah. And then then it was switching back and forth between the two of us calling like 25 times. So then we started panicking. I'm like texting Erica. I'm like, have you talked to Lisa Rinna? We're getting these like a million calls from Lisa Vanderpump. And none of the calls actually existed. But the difference is this is on a cell phone.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So basically what happened, somebody hacked into like the housewife database. I don't know if it was from Bravo, whatever. We will get these phone calls. I'll get phone calls from Vicky and I'll be like, hey, sugar tits, what's up? How I answer my phone to Vicky all the time. And there's nobody there. And it happens randomly and it will happen like a few times in a month, but there's never anybody there. This is not what happened. However, Teresa knew that this was going to be brought up. This is a different situation. Her child, Margaret's child, was at work and on a private line that nobody can get that phone number to unless it's given out, was called by Louie and was allegedly said a bunch of stuff to him. And her child could look at the caller ID and say, hey, Louie. And at that point, Louie hung up. So this, but did you notice when this was brought up on air, on the couch, Teresa reached behind her, took her phone out, started texting, who I think she texted Louie to let him know, okay, this has happened. Go ahead, make those calls. And somehow Louie was able to call her two times and let her know, oh, look, Andy, I mean, how convenient and how set up was that?
I mean, clearly they knew this was coming up because I think at one point Margaret says, you know, all this legal's involved already. So they
the cops
came up
were
with,
called.
I mean, it really goes to show
what an actress she is, man. Like, she's like, what? I never heard this. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Your attorney
and then,
contacted
but then
you.
She has the balls to then get mad at Dolores because Dolores didn't call her after she found out. And I appreciate Dolores. It's like, why would I? One, you already knew. And two, I don't want to be involved in this shit show.
Right.
Like, why add more people to the mix? Like, this is already an uncomfortable situation. This is already
But
bad
why would
news.
Dolores call her to tell her when she already knew? And Dolores knew she knew.
That's my point. And
yeah,
there's no reason.
There's no reason.
But it's just Teresa trying.
Twisting, man. That girl is a master manipulator.
Listen, I don't think that Melissa, I thought, yes, Melissa made very good points at the beginning, but then Melissa fell into the trap of tit for tat with Teresa. And that's where it just kind of got, eh. Like when Teresa to Melissa is like, I can't wait to never see your face again after today. And then Andy says, let me know how that goes. Well,
yes.
I don't see a casting agent in Teresa's future.
Well, didn't he say something like, you know how that ends up? Something like,
yeah.
If you say that, you might be the one that's going to go. But my question, conversating. Is conversating a word?
Oh, Danielle was so happy about that.
Well, you know what? I think it's conversing. And if you even put conversating into your iPhone, it will not accept it. It's not a word. And not that your iPhone's a dictionary.
Go to Urban Dictionary. Urban.
So I think it's like Margaret's right. It's kind of a new.
Yeah, but if it's in Urban Dictionary, you can use it.
Urban Dictionary? Yeah, isn't that word glory holes in and things like that?
Yeah, but that's a word we say.
It's
Conversating. No. We have a problem.
Conversing. The word's conversing. So it's slang. It's slang. So I don't think it's recognized slang. By the dictionary.
But I mean, here's the thing. You're allowed to say slang. Slang is, you know, whatever. But
Margaret wasn't wrong.
The Oxford Dictionary does list conversate.
Conversate.
All right. Teresa says Marge is an old hag. Marge retorts Teresa is a criminal. Teresa gets, you know, the two calls from Margaret, coincidence, all those things.
Oh, God. So staged. It made me want to poke my eyeballs out. And it made me annoyed that Andy didn't even, like, say, like, oh, come on. Come on.
Well, even that Andy got into the hacking thing was a little bit confusing.
Well, that just gives her a way out. And that's what pisses me off, because 50% of the people are going to go, oh, there's a hacking thing going on. No, guys, this hacking thing is phone calls within. You have to have that person's phone number in your phone to even get a call from them. So it looks like Vicky's calling me, but nobody's there on the other line. So it's just, it pissed me off that that was kind of like, oh, well, you know, it could have been that. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. And let me ask you a question. Have you gotten one of those calls lately?
No.
Neither have I. I haven't gotten one in over probably 2 months.
Well, also sometimes you can get like a group text. Have you gotten that? Like one time it was like me and Andy and like 45 people on it.
Nope.
And I was like, what the hell? And then I asked and he's like, I know, I got it too. It's not.
Yeah, I've gotten text messages from what looks like somebody, but it's not, but not like a group one.
So did you love this reunion? I mean, I have people that were saying like, oh, I'm obsessed. Like that was so good. I personally, when I look around that room and I look at the friendships, I thought it made me feel yucky.
It made me feel yucky. It was evil. It kind of pretty much sealed the deal that these two cannot work together.
But also, when you look around, and this isn't me, this is truly not me picking a side. This is truly just me looking at the foundation of the group. If Melissa is gone, Teresa stays. Who are Teresa's friends? Jen Aiden and Dolores?
Yep. Three Musketeers.
Then we've got Marge.
Danielle, Rachel, Jackie.
I don't know. We heard rumors Jackie's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean, who knows? But
I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen yet. I don't even think Bravo knows how to fix this, because it is bad and it can't continue like this.
Well, and it's going to get worse. We see in the scenes for next week when Teresa's like, I'm leaving, I'm running out. And then she's like, I don't know who she's talking to.
She's talking to Joe, because last reunion, Joe chased after her. And she's like, don't come for me. And he probably's like, don't want to.
I have another question. Have you tried to, what did they call it? A pussy pot? Have you tried that?
I don't even know what a pussy pot is.
I've heard of it. So one of my friends uses it all the time, and she says it is a game changer. So don't
for
you worry.
What? Game changer so for what? What's it do?
You spray it on your hoo-hoo, and then it gives you like these really intense
orgasms. Oh. Is it THC?
I don't know.
I was given one. Actually, we were looking into that, and I have a sample of that, and yeah. It does work.
Can you send it to me? Because I went on Ease, the app, last night to see if it existed there after the first, because I have to watch the show two times. The first time I watched the show, I went on Ease. I'm like, I'm curious if it's not there. It must be hard to come by.
Well, maybe I should make some. Maybe I should go. I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
Tam, let's do this one together and we'll call it the twat.
Twat.
Great.
Twat cream. Mine was cream. The example that I had gotten was a cream.
But do you think that, we also have to talk a little bit more about Jen Aiden, even though I like her normally, but this reunion was rough for me. When she goes over and beyond about how happy she is in her marriage and how she's blaming Margaret for her daughter wanting to be a love therapist
Stop.
And not a Broadway star.
Stop. I can't with the blaming. Nobody in Jersey takes accountability. It's just mind-blowing to me.
You hear this on a reality, like, if this was solely because she saw on a TikTok that this is what happened between her parents' relationship and it hurt her, all of that, I completely understand. But her going through and saying she wants to be a love therapist, I don't think it has anything to do with Marge.
No, it has nothing to do with Marge. Stop it. You put yourself on a reality show. And if your reality is your husband is cheating on you, you better damn well believe that's going to be brought up.
Yeah, but do you think that Rachel was blaming, on that same token, do you think that Rachel was blaming Louis for contacting?
No, I don't. I think that's probably true. I think they probably, in the way her husband went ballistic at him, he had proof that this guy is digging up dirt on everybody and contacting people. And now, Margaret's businesses were contacted. Like, this, her child was contacted. Like, he even said multiple times, I have dirt on all of you.
I also don't necessarily understand this last portion. I know we're, like, it's because it was this, this is a hard episode to recap because it was the same thing over and over and over again. But when it comes to Melissa and Joe and Teresa and Louis, why Louis felt the need to only speak to Joe? Like, was he so close with Joe? He was really concerned that Melissa was cheating on him. And my knowledge of men in the past, if you're really close to a man, probably not. Have, like, you bring your wife into the conversation.
No, I couldn't even imagine Eddie or Edwin getting involved in that situation. It's so stupid. It was just his,
like,
way.
Could you imagine if I heard a rumor that you cheated?
Yeah.
I tell Edwin, and then Edwin behind my back
goes and tells Eddie.
Tells Eddie. It's bananas.
Right. Right. I mean, in this situation, Eddie would be like, I am not getting involved in this shit. I am not.
The way to actually handle it, if this were to go down, would be, I would call you. Hey, we heard this information. I'm giving you a heads up. If it's true, you need to come clean to Eddie. If it's not true, this is what's going around. And go from there.
It's a hard situation to be in. I don't know that I'd get involved. We have a friend. If you had a friend that's cheating on their wife or husband or whatever, to put yourself in the middle is going to be a disaster, a huge disaster. So I think that he knew that, they knew that, and they wanted to do it off camera so they didn't look the bad people. And then they had Jen Aiden go out and spill it.
Why do you think that Jen Aiden was so upset? Was, like, am I just having revisionist history? But, like, was Jen Aiden close with Teresa before?
Jen Aiden close. I think they, from what I've seen, yeah.
And then the other thing that I thought was hilarious was when Jackie, they panned to the arsenal and they're like grilling people about what arsenals mean and no one really knows the actual definition. But then they say, then Jackie says, yeah, I did say she would be not an enemy that I would want because she's like a true opponent, like, or whatever yeah. It was. And then
I think most people would say that about me, too.
I think people would say that about anybody that's outspoken.
Right.
But then Teresa goes, oh, yeah, I only said it because Jackie said it. You weren't there when Jackie said it. Ugh. Jackie said it to Dolores.
Her lies. I mean, the lies are just intense.
Do you think she knows that they're lies or she's just delusional?
I don't know. I would hope that somebody knows when they're lying.
I don't know.
I think she twists things in her own head and then she believes them.
But do you think she is twisting them on her own or do you think it's because at one point they say, That's well, I think, and where it gets really sad is when it's like, you're pathetic, you're pathetic, you're pathetic.
Oh, I know.
And
I mean, the whole conversation was pathetic. I think that they're very calculated. I think that, you know, the whole, I saw it firsthand with the, suddenly she grabs her phone after that Marge conversation about her child being called, and they're trying to make it sound like it was a fake call, and they're trying to manipulate and switch this. I mean, that's some serious shit right there. Serious manipulation right there. And then her phone to start calling. Oh, look, Andy, look. It's like, oh, you lost me right there. That was so fake.
It was fake. But we're out of time for today, Tam. You're okay. Going to New York. You're
finally
about to catch a flight.
Going to New York.
You guys, so you know, we will be having a special guest to co-host Orange County with me. But Tamara, because I'm not going to be talking to you until next week, remember, we're going to have to talk about Watch What Happens Live. We're going to have to talk about all of those things next week.
Yeah.
So when we talk Monday to recap Atlanta, be ready with additional good stories for us.
Yep. I will. Okay.
All right. I miss you. Send me what you decided to wear on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay. I will.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.